Now, a Louisiana civil rights group has slammed the state police department for the way it handles protests. The American Civil Liberties Union of Louisiana says Baton Rouge police used, quote, violent militarized tactics on those protesting the killing of a 37-year-old black man. Police have used riot gear and military-style vehicles to crush the protests. 200 people have been arrested over the 3 days of demonstrations. Amnesty International has criticized the high number of arrests during rallies in Louisiana, calling it a disproportionate reaction. Alton Sterling was shot and killed last Tuesday by two white police officers. His death triggered nationwide outrage. Joining us via Skype from Washington is Ty Berry. He's an activist with Code Pink. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Berry. Now, the matter of militarized tactics used by the police, or the militarization of the law enforcement in the U.S., is something, an issue that Press TV has raised and discussed over and over again, but we're only seeing this becoming worse.
Well, I mean, thank you for having me, but who even knew that the Dallas police force had a robot that could carry a bomb? I mean, this is a local police force that has a robot that carries a bomb and kills a person. Their excuse is they felt like they were in danger, their lives were in danger, and they couldn't take this person alive. If they didn't have this bomb-carrying robot, I'm sure that they would have held out there until they got this guy to give up and taken him alive, or unfortunately might have killed himself, or whatever the conditions are. But the fact of the matter is we have got military lit in our cities around this country. There is no longer a line between military and police. They're one in the same. This is an oligarchic state that they are giving. All weekend we saw Jay Johnson, head of Homeland Security, on the television talking about how he's given all this equipment to these local police stations and as a good thing. And we find out that in reality, it's used to oppress people as they're doing in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. You're going to see more of, because now we've got the Republican National Convention and Democratic National Convention coming up, you're going to see people who want to demonstrate, want to call for an end to these endless wars, want to use our tax dollars to build our infrastructure, build our homes, allow Syrian immigrants to emigrate here, things like this. And we're going to see police using military tactics on the streets of Philadelphia and Cleveland in a few short weeks.
Well, Mr. Berry, what factors would you attribute to this militarization of the police force? Is this a concerted effort on the part of the government? Is it for the profits of the military-industrial complex, or is it something else?
It's all of the above. They had no plan going into Iraq, and so they come out and they've got all these Iraqi veterans who have PTSD, who are messed up in their heads, and they have to do something with these guys because they don't have jobs for them. They haven't created any kind of infrastructure for them. So they stick them into the police force. And these guys are trigger happy. They're using their guns to kill innocent black lives on our streets and others. And the fact that this guy in Dallas was an Iraqi vet with access to C4 explosives, he had full auto weapons, he had tactical gear in his home, he had tactical gear on, and the fact that the Dallas police force had militarized equipment. This is all wrong. They're bringing the military home. The military is going to be in our police force. They're getting more and more integrated. If the American people don't stand up right now for their rights, they're going to be oppressed like they've never been before.
Okay, let's leave it there for now. That's activists with Code Pink, Ty Berry, joining us via Skype from Washington. Many thanks indeed for your comments here on Press TV, Mr. Berry.